Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And happy holidays, everybody. We hope that you are enjoying this magical time of year. And you know what? We're even prepared to give you the day off of your home improvement projects. That's the kind of folks we are. That'll be our gift to you. You don't have to do a project today while you're enjoying the holidays. But you know what? If you're thinking about something you want to tackle once it's time to put all those decorations away, that would be a great question to ask us right now. How do you do that? Well, you go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, or pick up your phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if you are enjoying having a real live Christmas tree this season, you might be surprised to learn that there is a good chance your first horde of holiday guests could be Christmas tree bugs that came with it. Sorry to say, but we're going to tell you how to spot and evict those holiday hitchhikers.
I tell you, whenever we cover these types of stories, it just gives me the looking at my tree.
The heebie-jeebies?
Yeah, so thanks a lot, Tom. Also, ahead, you guys.
Just trying to help out.
Yeah, thanks. Also ahead, guys, as the winter temps drop, it is the right time to get ready for snow. So to help make sure that you're ready for anything that Mother Nature wants to throw at us, we are giving you your winter ready checklist.
And we're going to clue you in on some surprisingly common household poisons. We'll tell you what they are and how to make sure they are stored properly, especially when all the guests come to visit, because sometimes kids get into houses that don't have kids, and bad things can happen. So we're going to go through the steps on what you need to do to keep everybody safe.
All right. But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if you've got a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI-done project. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. And it's totally okay if you want to know how to hang a wreath on a front door or need some help putting up the lights, because those are, you know, seasonal questions, and we're open to them.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. that has not worked. We've been up there on that roof, I don't know how many different times, trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there, and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put Ice and Water Shield in between the layers. So Ice and Water Shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks. That's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if you were to, if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put Ice and Water Shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off, and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring strips or something like that. There was never any Ice and Water Shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have, like, rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak-free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long. You just can't bring it back.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you love having a real live Christmas tree and you're maybe even looking at one right now, this is Tom's way of totally giving me the creeps, you guys. This is amazing because I have actually heard this happen before. I have known people this has happened to, because sometimes your Christmas tree comes in the house with, like, bugs or bug eggs. So, be ready. We're going to tell you how to spot and evict those holiday hitchhikers next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, oh, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro, Tom and I love talking shop. We love to share our years and years and years and years and years because we old, you guys. We love sharing all of our home improvement experience. And we want to help you get all of your projects done right the first time. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast.
And you can do just that at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to chat with Rich from Myrtle Beach, who's thinking about a generator. How can we help you?
Well, as you mentioned, I am in the search for a generator for the home. As you mentioned, I'm from Myrtle Beach, so we tend to have a lot of hurricanes coming during hurricane season. We get more warnings, though, truthfully, than we actually do hurricanes. But either way, I have a family. I want to keep them safe and with food and everything. So I'm looking to get a good generator that will work for the entire house.
Sure. So first question, do you have natural gas?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, that's important because when the power goes down, it becomes hard to get gasoline, right, for portable generators because the gas stations are also down. But if you have a whole home generator that's powered by natural gas, then you have that fuel 24/7 because the utility lines rarely go down in a storm such as that you would experience down in South Carolina. Now, Leslie and I both have had whole home generators for a number of years. And for me, I'm super happy. I have a Kohler 20K. And the way it works is when the power goes off, within about 10 to 15 seconds, the generator kicks on automatically. And I'll tell you what, it's a really nice sound when you have no power and you hear that generator kick in because it basically replenishes all the power for the house. I used to have a generator years and years ago before the developments that these machines have gone through over the years where I only powered part of the house. But now every single circuit in my house is covered. The refrigerator, the air conditioner, the boiler, all the lights, everything.
Yeah, and you don't have to think about anything.
We have a special needs child, so sometimes if I need to get the oxygen going or monitors going, that's one of my biggest concerns is having constant electric.
And Leslie, if I remember it right, you actually went into labor during a power failure, didn't you?
Well, Charlie was born during Hurricane Sandy. So
right, when you had the power.
And Hurricane Sandy was a major storm event, I should say Superstorm Sandy, for the East Coast, New York especially, and we had no power for 4 weeks following Hurricane Sandy. And then, sadly, if you'll remember, then my husband passed away. So there I was with no power for ages and ages, with a newborn baby, and then this major tragedy, and I did not want to find myself and my family in that situation ever again. Never again. So we also put in the Kohler 20 kW. And it's excellent because, I mean, truly since then, I think the most we've ever been without power when the generator was running for, was possibly 6 hours. So luckily, we've never had an event like that again. But it is so comforting to hear it test every week and kick on, even for those short 30-second little power outages that happen every so often, just to know that I don't have to think about it. Every circuit will come on that I need. I will have access to all of the power that I need. And I don't ever need to be scared or unsure again. And I think that's super important for peace of mind. It's just important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the other thing that it does for us is it keeps us on the air because we both have home studios. And so we don't ever go down when the power goes out. So for all those reasons, we're big believers in whole home generators. We both have Kohlers. They are really built to last, and, you know, they need very little maintenance. I think I have my generator service tech come about once a year to service it. It also automatically comes on once a week to sort of exercise itself and keep the battery charged and that sort of thing. But it's pretty much hands-off, and it does a great job.
Now, what about installation? How is that working?
So you purchase the generator, right, and then you have to hire an installer. But a lot of companies are out there that do both. You know, there's companies that specialize in generator installation because it is a fairly big installation project in the sense that you got to run a gas line.
And we had to run the gas line, you know, ourselves beforehand from the installation of the generator. We spoke with the installer. They said this is where it has to go. Our town had to sign off on it. There's certain noise variances that – you know, your village, town, community may say it's got to be X amount of feet from a neighbor's line or from here or from there just because of these ordinances. But I feel like the process was super easy.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
The other thing you'll need is an electrical permit because obviously there's a lot of electrical wiring involved in making sure that you have – there's a new switch that goes in called a transfer switch that does just that. It senses when the street power has gone down and transfers power to the generator. So, you know, there is a bit of work to be done, but I'll tell you what, they've become very, very affordable, and I think they're just really smart to have. They also improve the value of your home. So for all those reasons, I think it's a good project, especially if you live down there in South Carolina, because you're certainly more prone to hurricanes than those in other parts of the country.
That's a great endorsement. Kohler. Okay. They're different sizes based on the size of the home or how many electrical appliances you're running off it.
Yep. There is, and that's when we mentioned 20K, that's a short for 20 kW or 20 kilowatts. That's the size generator that we both have. Our houses are about the same size and have relatively the same systems. But there are calculators that the manufacturer will provide where you can actually enter in, you know, the number of circuits and whether you have central air and all that sort of stuff that consumes power, and they'll recommend a generator for you. But generally, it's going to be, you know, somewhere in that 20 to 26 kW range for your average single family.
Okay. One other question. Am I contacting Kohler through the internet?
You certainly can. I would encourage you to go to their website, Kohler spelled KOHLER.com. On that website, they actually have a locator. There's a button to get a free quote. You can complete a form and submit it and let them know if you need the installation and the generator, the installation by itself. And then someone will be in touch with you. So yeah, I think it's important to work with dealers and installers that are familiar with the product. And most of these dealers are. I mean, they work with Kohler. That's probably all they work with, and for a very good reason.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right, Rich. Well, good luck with that project. And let's hope that once it's installed, you never have to need it.
You know what? I'd actually like to see it work.
It is kind of fun when I come home at night during a power outage and I'm the only house that's got lights on.
You know what? Do you go outside and rub it in and put your Christmas lights on and everything else you blow up?
Hey, during Hurricane Sandy, I kept the neighborhood flush with fresh eggs and milk and ice cream and butter. My house was their house.
You just got to watch out for those extension cords coming from the neighbor's house.
Yeah, well, we would never do that, but certainly offer them the opportunity to keep their spoilable foods from getting in bad shape was something we were happy to do.
Yeah.
Rich, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Good luck with that project.
Thank you, sir.
Well, if you are one of the millions of households who enjoy having a real live Christmas tree to gather around, you might be surprised to learn that there's a pretty good chance your first horde of holiday guests might come with that tree.
Yep, there are actually over a half dozen species of Christmas tree bugs that may have attached themselves to your live tree. We're talking about aphids, adelgids, pine needle scale, bark beetles, and even spiders that, I hate to say it, can bite.
Excuse me while I'm vomiting and going to check my Christmas tree. I'm telling you, this is the worst. All right, so here's what you have to do, because I know a lot of you still haven't gotten your tree. Some people do it as a Christmas Eve tradition. And heck, even if you've got a tree in your house right now, let's just check it out together inside right now so you can be prepared. So before you do head out, make sure you bring a bright flashlight with you, and you want to shine that flashlight along the trunk because you need to highlight any bugs or any eggs that are on the trunk of that tree itself. And you can scan a few sections of needles for bugs, even for eggs as well.
Now next, you want to shake it out. Even if you've inspected your tree for any hitchhikers, it's a good idea to give the tree a good shake, because shaking a tree is going to encourage any bugs to leap off so you don't bring them home with you. As Christmas tree bugs are so common that some shops or stands actually have what they call a Christmas tree shaker. You can use that before you tie off the tree to your car and make sure that you have separated yourself from any of those insects for the ride home.
Now that the tree is in your house, every so often vacuum, because as the tree's been in there a while, those needles are going to fall off. And you might be likely to find some dead bugs under the tree. Now, many of the bugs that live on Christmas trees are going to run out of food once you bring that tree inside, or they're not going to be able to cope with the change in humidity. So the best solution is to just vacuum up any dead bugs along with the dried out needles that are ultimately going to collect on a very daily basis, and sometimes multiple times a day, depending on how many times your children or dog like to just interact with the tree.
And one more tip, if you are vacuuming, make sure you replace the vacuum bag as soon as you're done. This way, if there are any that are filled with a few live bugs that are still clinging on to your holiday spirit, you will dispose of them promptly. And there you go, Leslie, a bug-free Christmas tree.
Donna in Tyler, Texas is on the line, has some questions about windows. Tell us what's going on.
We have double pane windows that we've replaced our old windows with about 20, 25 years ago. And now I have some that don't close. And I have one that has, that I can't open, that the mechanism in the side of the window broke. And I didn't know if there was any hope for repairing them or fixing them, or if I just need to get new windows.
Well, I mean, really, Donna, 20 to 25 years, Leslie, I feel like she got a lot out of those windows. I mean, that's a,
I mean,
that's
for
a
sure.
Pretty good life, right, for windows. And certainly you may be able to repair some of the mechanism if you can locate the parts, but it frankly might just be better to replace those windows, especially because windows today have become less expensive and they've become more efficient. And if you go with replacement windows where you're only really replacing the operable part of the sash, the part that slides up and slides down, and you leave the old sash in place, they're really pretty affordable and easy to install, because you basically order them to fit inside that space, and they can be installed in a really quick, I mean, I could do a window like that inside of an hour easily. So they're not that difficult to replace these days, and especially if you have bad seals, because the seal, it would definitely not be worth at all taking out the window that has the bad seal and having the seals replaced. That would be much more expensive than getting a new window. So I think you ought to be happy with the 25 years you got of that window and think about replacing them. And you know what? If you want to approach this in a way that kind of keeps the costs in check, I would think about whether or not I was more concerned about my heating bills or my air conditioning bills. If it was the air conditioning bills, then I would do the south side of the house first, followed by the west. And if it was the heating bills, I would do the north side of the house first, followed by the east. You don't have to do the whole house at once. You can do them one or two sides at a time.
Thanks so much for joining us during the holiday season. We know you guys are super busy, so we're always so thankful to have you with us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, as winter temperatures drop, it's the right time right now to start getting ready for snow. We're going to share our snow ready to-do list with you next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Rob in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So my wife and I just bought a brand new house. And when we first got there, we turned on a light switch and our fan in the attic started smoking. So went up there. it looks like it's the back of a submarine. It's like this really big old, like, propeller-driven fan. So that's got to go. Okay. So as I've been doing a little bit of research online, it seems like there's kind of two camps going on as to whether or not it's really worth having an attic fan or not, whether it really saves energy and saves you money over time, or if it's really just something that is kind of a legacy or a holdover from a different era. So I guess I just want to get a take from that.
Okay. So is your home air-conditioned?
It is not.
It is not. Okay. So you're using what, window air conditioners in the summer?
Yep. Window. We have two window air conditioners up on the second floor. Now, the first floor has actually been pretty cool.
So here's the thing. You're going to run this attic fan in the summer, and I presume this would be one that's repaired and not smoking. So let's assume it's operational. If you run it in the summer, what it's going to do is it will depressurize the attic. Now, it's going to try to make up that air from somewhere. Now, theoretically, it would pull in air from other vents in the roof, other passive vents, like vents at the gables or vents at the soffits or other roof vents, to be able to kind of take air from the outside. It will go in those roof vents, up through the attic fan and out, and sort of just cycle. Truth is, though, that those fans are usually a lot more powerful than the amount of passive venting available to make up the replacement air. So they'll sort of reach down deep into the house and start pulling out air from your house and venting that, which they're not really intended to do. They're only really supposed to be venting the attic. So what happens in that scenario is they pull out not only the warm air in your house, but the air-conditioned air, which is your expensive air that you paid to cool. And so that's why they can be very inefficient, because they can rob air-conditioned air from the house. Bigger problem when you have central air than when you just have window units, but that's, you know, that's why we generally don't recommend them. The other reason is that you really don't need them. You could do just as good a job with proper passive ventilation, and by that I mean generally continuous ridge vents that go down the peak of the roof and soffit vents at the overhang. With that combination, air will always press in under the soffits, right up under the roof sheathing, and exit at the ridge, and it just does a good job passively of keeping the attic cool without impacting the cost of cooling or having attic fires because your fan motor blows up.
And then I guess just to go off of that for a second, in the winter, I've heard that you can run the attic fan in reverse and push the hot air that's risen up into the attic down into the rest of the house. Is that also a myth?
That's a complete myth. I wouldn't do that. That would actually be foolish. You could mess with your natural ventilation, the natural draft of your heating equipment by doing that, and it could be dangerous. You could build up carbon monoxide and cause fireplaces to backdraft. It could just be a real mess. So yeah, I would not do that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, guys, as the winter temps continue to drop, it is a good time to get ready for snow. So to help make sure you're good to go for anything Mother Nature can throw at us, we've got a winter-ready checklist just for you.
All right. Well, first, let's talk tools. You know, a good snow shovel is priceless when the white stuff starts to stick. And today, there's many choices in shovels out there, with some not nearly as good as the others. So you want to look for a shovel with a bent handle, because that's going to make lifting the heavy snow a lot less stressful for your back. Also, the edge of the shovel should be reinforced so that if you're scraping ice that's been stuck to the sidewalk, it's not going to bend or break that front edge of the shovel. And speaking of scraping ice, don't forget to pick up a couple of those for your windshields.
Next, if there's ever been a time to think about buying a new snowblower, that time is now. I bought one a number of years ago when my kids seemed to get too busy to help out old dad with all the shoveling. I've never been happier. I mean, you can find these snowblowers in single or two-stage models for bigger driveways, or for smaller areas, you can pick up a snow thrower, which is kind of perfect if you're only moving a couple of inches of the white stuff at a time.
Now, next, it's time to get the salt and sand ready for all those icy driveways and sidewalks that you're going to be encountering. Seasoning those slippery sidewalks with sidewalk salt is definitely going to melt the ice, but the wrong kind of salt can also cause your sidewalk surfaces to disintegrate. Now, the best sidewalk salt is made from potassium chloride or calcium chloride, and this type of sidewalk salt is going to melt the ice, but it is not going to damage the concrete surfaces the way that so-called rock salt would. And now, rock salt is sodium chloride, so you want to stay away from that.
And for best results, what I'd like to do is to buy the potassium chloride in advance, and then I'll mix it with playground sand and keep a supply stored near each entrance to my house. So I seem to always have a surplus of 5-gallon buckets around, but whatever you have, put the potassium chloride in there, mix it together. So this way, once you start to melt out all of that ice, the sand remains behind to give you a little more grit in case it starts to reform.
And let's be honest, Tom, you use those 5-gallon buckets in the fall to sit around your fire pit. That's why you always have so many.
For everything. For everything. That's right. Whenever a company comes, pull up a bucket. You know the rules in this place. Come on.
Heading to Minnesota, where Deb is having some issues with an unlevel floor. What's going on?
We're in a house that the main part of the house was built in the 1930s, and that's our problem right now, although the rest of the house has got issues too. It's over a little over 3,000 square feet, and we tried to sell it, can't sell it, so we're staying, but we don't. There's only two people living in this big of a house, so we want to block off the upstairs and just live on the main floor. We were going to change the stairs and enclose them. Right now they're open stairway. But when we started doing that, the floor behind it is probably real close to an inch and a half dip.
And why is it important to you that you try to take this dip out of the floor? Because generally when dips form over many, many years, everything just kind of gets settled in that space, and it's not always a good idea. In fact, it's rarely a good idea to try to pick it back up unless it's an active structural problem, which I doubt this is.
We want to replace the steps going upstairs, and we can't do that because the steps that are there right now are actually twisting from the dip.
Well, that's not a problem. It's easier to build a set of steps that fits the existing floor structure than it is to try to fix the floor structure. You can easily make a set of steps that has a stringer that's longer on one side than the other. You know, very often when stairs are made, sometimes, especially custom stairs, they leave the stringers running long and the carpenters cut them on site so they fit perfectly in the home. But I don't think it's necessary to try to rebuild your floor just to fix the stairs. Okay, Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, did you know that some surprisingly common household products are really, really poisonous? We're going to tell you what they are next.
You live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this holiday season? I'm sure you have a massive to-do list, and whether or not you're actually tackling it or ignoring it and kind of pushing it off to the new year, we are here to lend a hand. Consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up. We're here for you for the holidays. We're here for you next year. So whenever you're getting to those projects, why not tune into the Money Pit podcast now to get some great ideas?
And you can download the show at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gary, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a basement I want to do over. I have poor concrete floors, but poor concrete walls. Mm-hmm. I want to seal the floor and the walls. And I was kind of thinking, I don't know, epoxy, you know, like you would use in a garage, epoxy paint on the floor and something, is the same thing on the wall, or is there something different for the wall?
Well, let's talk about these concrete walls now. Do you have any moisture issues here, or are you just kind of being preventative?
No, I made sure that, you know, the outside was all tapered. There's gutters on the outside.
Yeah, then you can use a standard masonry wall paint on that. And as far as the floor, you know, the reason to use the epoxy flooring paint is because it'll be super durable. I don't think you need to do that on the walls. You basically want to slow down natural evaporation of soil moisture through the walls to the interior.
That was great help, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, here's a big statistic. Every 15 seconds in this country, a poison control center gets a frantic call about an accidental poisoning. And it turns out there's a whopping 90% of accidental poisonings actually happening in the home. That's right, right in your home sweet home.
That's right. So here are a few ways that you can stay safe. First of all, most adult poisonings are a result of mixing chemicals that shouldn't be combined. So you never want to mix cleaning chemicals, and you always have to read the labels about potentially deadly combinations of products. Now, more than half of all home poisonings happen to children under 6 because kids are fast and they are sneaky and they go places very quickly. So you have to keep an eye on them, but you also have to keep those poisons out of reach and locked up. It's also super important to discard old prescription medicines promptly and don't flush the medications because they wind up in the water supply.
Now, let's talk about garages, basements, and other places that you work and play. You want to recognize that cleaning products and solvents and paints and all of those sorts of supplies are often right next to the board games, the bats, and the balls. I mean, toys and toxins literally side by side in places like that. So don't do that. Keep them separate and keep the kids safe.
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year, but right now the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I'm sure I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case, then you peel off a backing and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. We are standing by to lend a hand, so give us a call, shoot us an email, whichever way you'd like to communicate, we are standing by. Annie wrote in and wants to talk bathroom flooring. Is cork a good choice? We're going to help her out when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Yes.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this most wonderful of ho-ho home improvement seasons. If you're planning a project, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you need a last-minute fix before the crowd shows up, we can help you with that, too. Or if you want to talk about a project for the year ahead, reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Annie wrote into Team Money Pit asking, "Hi, I'm wondering what your advice would be regarding putting a cork floor in our bathroom. Good choice, or should I pass?"
Well, from a durability standpoint, it's a great choice. It's a super durable floor. It's attractive. It's soft to walk on, and it looks great. So that makes it a great choice for a bathroom. Leslie, what do you think about decor when it comes to that? I mean, I've seen cork in homes that are 40 or 50 years old, and it stands up pretty darn well.
Well, and cork doesn't, you know, it doesn't always look like the cork from a wine bottle or like a cork board. Like, there's so many different ways that it's being put together that the flooring can be quite beautiful, have a lot of characteristics to it, be more simple. So I truly do love the way a cork floor looks, and I also love that it's softer underfoot. Like, I really enjoy seeing them in kitchen or in workspaces, just because when you're standing so much, it's so much nicer on your body. As far as water resistancy, they seem to be a really great choice for the bath.
Absolutely. So I think you're good to go if you love cork. There's certainly lots and lots of flooring choices available today, but cork is just a wonderful natural product to consider. So good luck with the project, Annie.
All right, Josh in Michigan wrote in saying, "In my bathroom, I've been having some problems with what looks like drips on the wall. These drips are sometimes a yellowish color and more noticeable after a shower. Is this a venting problem?"
Yes, in terms of the presence of the moisture. So I would make sure you have a bathroom exhaust fan, Josh, and I would make sure that you have that exhaust fan hooked up to not only a regular light switch or regular switch for it, but a humidistat. See, if you have a humidistatic switch, then the fan's going to run as long as it has to take all the humidity out. That's going to prevent the condensation on your walls. I'm a little perplexed by the yellowish color you're reporting. And Leslie, I'm thinking that might be because he has hard water, because there'd be a lot of minerals in that water.
I mean, it could be. I always remember, you know, my grandparents were both smokers, and that would be what would happen in their bathroom. They had a super small bathroom. The ventilation wasn't great. And when condensation would drip on the walls, it did have like a yellowish tint. So I don't know if that's what's going on at your place, but you're definitely right. It could be contributed to hard water, or it could be contributed to a previous owner who was a smoker. All right, now we've got one from Rob who says, "My garage is heated, and when the snow melts off the vehicles, the water pools in the front corner of the garage and soaks into that block wall that makes up the exterior wall. How do I fix the flooring so that the water runs toward the drain?"
Well, listen, resloping your garage floor would be certainly a difficult project because you need to re-pour it. It's not something you can really repair. So I would suggest you paint the floor and the bottommost row of blocks with an epoxy garage paint. This is going to greatly reduce the absorption that you're seeing. It's going to inhibit frost damage that can result from that same situation. Now, another thing you could do is consider what I did, which is I put in garage tiles. These are nice because they sit just above the floor. So if there's a little bit of water that gets on that floor, it basically goes right through and then evaporates off. Very rare for me to see any buildup of water that gets above those tiles.
Okay, Rob, there's a couple good options for you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this most wonderful of holiday season weeks. We hope that you're enjoying time at home with family and friends this holiday season. If you are taking a moment to think about planning for the year ahead, we'd love to help you do just that. So remember that you can reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Whenever you think of it, reach out, post your question, and we will get back to you the next time we are in the studio. Until then, happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Make a love, get down. is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Numbers are looking bad for President Biden. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Biden's approval ratings have been underwater all year. He began 2023 with an approval versus disapproval ratio of 43.5 to 52.1%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Currently, only 40.5% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.9% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 15.4%.
In the meantime, now in a head-to-head rematch, Biden trails Mr. Trump by 2.3%. Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results. Also at townhall.com, British government announcing plans to charge a carbon levy on imported raw materials such as aluminum, iron, steel, and cement from 2027.
It's in an attempt to prevent firms from being undercut by overseas producers. However, the plan has come under criticism from the body representing British Steel as being too sluggish. The group says it will come into effect 1 year after similar proposals from the European Union are implemented.
That is correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. American colleges, of course, have educated literally millions of Chinese students in the past 40 years. Many of those students have stayed in the U.S. and become researchers and professors, but that academic cooperation apparently now in decline. Washington says there are continued fears, many of them growing, about Chinese spying. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Claims about offshore wind farms threatening whales continue to be a flashpoint in the battle over, quote, renewable energy.
Conservatives, including former President Trump, have claimed construction of offshore wind turbines is killing whales. Scientists say there's no credible evidence. Rhode Island and Virginia have pilot programs. While whales have been dying at an advanced rate, scientists and federal authorities say the biggest threats are shipping collisions and fishing gear entanglement. Another concern affecting whales, underwater noise pollution, though federal law sets limits on human-generated sound underwater.
With Christmas right around the corner, you might want to check the list of what stores are open. Many companies shut their doors Christmas Day. That includes Walmart and Target, while others opt to cut back their hours. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. state of California suing Ralph's supermarket chain. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The state alleges the store violated state law by asking job seekers whether they had criminal records and illegally rejecting hundreds of applicants, ignoring the state's Fair Chance Act, which took effect in 2018. It bars employees from asking about criminal histories before offering jobs and only allows them to rescind the offer if the crime would impact job offered. Ralph's parent company, Kroger, had no comment. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
One person is dead, another wounded, that in a shooting today at a shopping mall in Florida. A woman who was shot in the head while she was a passenger in a car fleeing from police, filing a federal lawsuit against a state-run department in Jackson, Mississippi. The lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. Southern District of Mississippi, claims excessive force. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you're enjoying this very magical time of year. And we will give you today off from your home improvement projects because it is holiday season. But if you're thinking about tackling a job in the weeks and months ahead, now would be a great time to reach out to us with your questions because we'll help you get started on the right foot. We can help you save money. We can help you determine whether you can do it yourself or you should hire a pro. We can tell you what questions to ask that pro. We can really speed that project along to make sure it gets done right. But help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions. You can do that two ways. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, it is a time when we have a lot of stuff that accumulates in your house, and it might be a time when it's feeling a bit cluttered. Well, the key to an organized home is to proactively keep those messes from forming in the first place. We'll tell you how to do just that.
And before your holiday guests arrive, it's a good time to make sure that your stairs are safe. Now, they're often the most dangerous part of the home, but they can be even more tricky without the right type of railing. I mean, you become a pro at your staircases. Like, you kind of know where everything's, like, off, on, all the usual suspects there. But somebody who's visiting doesn't, so we're going to tell you how you should make sure that your railings are safe.
And as we head into the chilliest part of winter, we've got some ideas to give your fireplace a nice custom look with easy-to-build surrounds that can add some vintage charm.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help.
And you can help yourself right now by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Gail on the line with a heating question.
You know, I have a real old house, like 1904, and I do have some chimneys in it, you know, with flues.
And so I had thought I would use a chimney vent for the gas line, but that I would probably have to put a liner in it, like a steel liner. And somebody said that there was another alternative, and that was to put a power vent, something across the ceiling of the basement and out a window, and not have to use a chimney, so as a vent. So I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Well, listen, lining the chimney is actually not that big of a deal for to convert it to use as a gas vent, because what you do is you drop a stainless steel liner from the top right down. It kind of looks it looks like a stainless steel version of a dryer hose, if that makes sense. It's kind of like expands like that, and it gets terminated at the top, and then sections are added so that it goes all the way down the bottom, and it comes right out the side of the chimney, and you hook it up. So it's really not a big deal for a furnace company or HVAC company to do that. I suspect that adding this power vent is probably a lot more work and more money, and basically what that is a fan that has to run all the time, and it would suck the gases off the furnace and then, you know, run them sort of horizontally against gravity because it's a fan, and push them out the side of the house. Not only are you going to have a motor to run all that time, you're going to have a vent that goes across the ceiling of the basement, and you're going to have a vent that comes out the side of the wall. Not the right way to do it. I would line the chimney with a stainless steel flue from the top to the bottom and go with it from there.
Okay, and I guess one of the questions, I do have two flues coming up on that one chimney. Right now I have a hot water, gas hot water heater, which just goes out without a stainless lining. But I guess they could put a large enough lining to line both flues.
Well, actually, you would probably bring the gas water heater flue and the boiler flue or furnace flue together and then run them up the stainless steel. Because, honestly, you're really not supposed to be using one of those old flues just for a gas water heater, because what happens is in the wintertime they can get really cold and they can force condensation inside of those hot, warm gases that are going up, and that can actually reverse the draft and basically make that water heater vent back into the house until the chimney warms up. So you're better off having that one flue lined and then running them both up through that. You basically bring them together and then you bring them into the chimney and on up. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Doug in Oregon's on the line with a question about drywall. What is going on at your Money Pit?
I had a flood in my home. Wiped out the whole inside, get to the point where the sheetrock goes on. They came in, put sheetrock in. Now I have a crack in one wall, in the ceiling, in the living room, and in the kitchen. And they're telling me I have structural problems.
But who's telling you that, Doug?
The contractor, sheetrock company. But I had the house inspected to have it refinanced, and we do not have a structural problem.
So the drywall company, in an effort to get out of having to fix this crack, has basically told you that you have structural problems and therefore it's not their responsibility to fix it. Is that kind of where we're going with this?
That's correct.
Yeah, sounds like it. Listen, if you get structural problems, that would have been picked up probably before the drywall was added. And I don't buy it. It's more likely that the drywall seams have to be replaced. Now, the cracks that are forming there, you know, they probably need to be done in a different way. So, for example, if you get a drywall crack because you've got walls that are expanding and contracting, it's frequent that what you want to do is lightly sand that and then use a fiberglass tape on top of that cracked area, not the paper tape, because the paper tape is not very tolerant to that kind of movement, but the fiberglass tape is. It's sort of like a mesh tape where the spackle actually presses right through it. Are you seeing any other evidence of structural movement in your house except for these drywall cracks?
Not at all. In fact, the house is in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and the house was built on a slab. When they came in, demolished the house or whatever, they filled up the laminated floor in three bedrooms, and there was no cracks in the floors or anything.
Yeah. It's unlikely that you've got a structural problem. I think this sounds much more like a workmanship issue, Doug, and I encourage you to go back and get those guys to make a service call and fix it up. They're going to cause you a lot more aggravation by chasing a possible structural issue, because if I thought that was the case, I'd tell you to hire a professional home inspector or engineer, and then you're going to be into hundreds of dollars of inspection fees just because these guys are being a bit lazy about going back and fixing the crack.
Well, they won't come back. I've even offered to pick them up, bring them to my house, take them back to a shop, pay for a cab to come out, pay for a cab taking them back.
Well, that's even more evidence that they don't know what they're talking about. You know, I guess you've always got options to pursue them in small claims court, but frankly, to repair those cracks, it probably wouldn't be worth it. You might just want to go to a website like homeadvisor.com and find a pro that's been highly referred by folks in your area and maybe just get them to do the repair for you.
Yeah, just rather than going through an attorney or whatever, I'd probably money's ahead just to go ahead.
Yeah, probably.
And have it
repaired. That's the sad truth of a small project like that.
Well, it was a big project. I mean, they did walls, ceilings, everything. The house was actually gutted.
Well, listen, I mean, all you can do is really pass on the information about the fact that these guys weren't very professional.
Right.
You know, by way of a review, either online or on a site like Home Advisor, for example. Pass it on and protect other folks from making the same mistake.
Now, if I do take them to small claims court, I'm going to have some kind of an evidence or whatever I'm going to be needing. So I need to have somebody come in there and actually inspect it.
Yeah, you probably are, and you may have to have them in testify for you. But the thing is, I wouldn't go through all that until maybe you make I shouldn't be giving you legal advice, but... You know, I would take pictures of it. I would bring it to court. And if the judge decides that you need to have an expert, then you just ask for a continuance to get that done. But maybe just taking the pictures in, they may not even show up and you get a judgment against them.
Yes, that's true, too. Well, I appreciate everything you've had to say.
Yeah, all right. Well, I hope that helps. Sorry that happened to you, Doug. Good luck with the project, though. And it's not likely a structural issue, but go ahead and get it repaired and keep an eye on it, okay?
Thank you so much for your time.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. I mean, it's the time of year where things are very busy, but is your home feeling a lot more cluttered? Well, the key to keeping an organized home is to proactively keep those messes from forming in the first place. I know, easier said than done, but we're going to share our tips next. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Ho Ho Home Improvement Show. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. During this wonderful time of year, if you're inspired to think about a project for the days, the weeks, the months ahead, we'd love to help you get it done. So reach out to us first with those questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Rebecca in Kansas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I have several questions. They're all related. I have a large mudroom, laundry room and kitchen and eating area that are all the exact same ceramic tile and grout.
Okay.
And, of course, the ceramic is very unforgiving and slick, hard on little kids with sock feet. They fall, and I'd like to change it out. My first question is, given it's a kitchen, laundry room, and that type of area, what kind of material? Could I use some kind of a hardwood or engineered hardwood or vinyl? And second off, I just can't imagine taking up all that ceramic. Could I possibly do a floating floor over the top of the current ceramic tile?
Yeah, those are all great questions. So let's take them one at a time now. There are lots of options. All those options that you mentioned are viable: engineered hardwood, laminate, and others like engineered vinyl plank. EVP flooring is another good idea. Whether or not you can put a second layer on, typically you can, but in the kitchen, if you put another layer on, you have to be concerned that you don't sort of block in your dishwasher. If you've got a built-in dishwasher and you put more flooring up against that front edge of it, you may not be able to get it out when it comes time to replace it. So you need to maybe pull the dishwasher and make sure that if you were to put another layer of flooring in front of it, that you account for that, because you want the floor that the dishwasher sits on to be the same level as the finished floor. So you may need to sort of pad it up and make sure you still have enough room. So that is definitely a concern, because you definitely do not want to block that in. But in terms of the products, yes, all of those are viable options. So I would just shop for what you like and take it from there. But do take a look at that EVP product. You'll find that at Lumber Liquidators and other great retailers, because I've noticed that it looks an awful lot like wood, but it's 100% waterproof. You know, if you were to use like engineered hardwood, that is designed for damp locations, but it's wood. And so it's going to wear like wood and perhaps not be as durable as some of the new high-tech vinyl products.
Okay. And could those engineered vinyl products be floating?
Yeah, they're all designed to be floating floors. Yep.
Okay. Okay. If a person goes ahead and puts that in, is it better to do the lengthways with the longest running crossways or lengthways of your room? Are you better to go the length of the room with the...
Yeah, we understand what you mean. Typically, Leslie, you would go with the lengths parallel to the longest walls, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Depending on if there's like a hallway joining them, you always want it to run that longest length so that the planks don't seem short and weird. And then that will determine, you know, where you need a threshold and different things for the adjoining rooms.
Right, right. Okay. Very good. Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Can't wait to see how it turns out. Send us some pictures.
Well, most messy homes are something you deal with retroactively. That is, you kind of clean up once the clutter appears. But the key to an organized home is to proactively keep those messes from forming in the first place. Right, Les?
Yeah, you know, that is very true. I mean, there's an old saying, a place for everything and everything in its place. And that's a good saying that definitely holds up. I mean, one reason that things are piling up on your counters, the tables, the floor, is that they have no home. So you've got to assess what items are always out of place or underfoot and create or alter the storage that you have for it. Maybe make it visible, maybe make it easier to reach so that those odds and ends end up where they belong and not just sort of in a holding area until you bring it somewhere else. Next, you've got to play clutter cop. Dollar bins and freebies, they're fun, but are you really going to use that stuff? So you got to assess all unneeded items before you bring them through the front door. I have a girlfriend of mine, and every time her kids go to like an amusement park or someplace where they come home with like a giant stuffed animal, she's always like, you can't bring that inside. You got to put something else outside. So she makes them kind of swap out and see what's the most important thing. I mean, truly, that's definitely what you got to do. Rule of thumb, something comes in, something's got to go out.
And finally, beware, how do we call it? Nostalgia, right? I mean, tossing little kids' artwork is tough, but keeping all that stuff becomes more of a burden. I remember when my kids were young, they went to like a robot summer camp where they made robots, which of course were made out of these, you know, big cardboard boxes, and they were massive by the time they were done. And I'm like, I can't really keep this too much longer. So what I used to do with that and other artwork as I got older was I took pictures of it, right? So now we have a record of it, but we don't actually have all of that lovely artwork hanging around year in and year out. So think about that. Photos are a great way to document, you know, cherished toys, baby clothes, and the artwork, anything that's not a true family heirloom.
All right, heading to New York where we've got Ross on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
We bought the house. There had been prior leaking in the cellar underneath a cellar window.
Right.
I fixed the problem with a new window and had it properly installed. But years later, there's still the staining and the mildew stain that's on the concrete blocks below that window.
Okay.
I want to clean it and prep it to paint. The blocks are still in relatively good shape, but I just want to know what's the best process and the best product to properly clean that wall and prep it for painting.
So, first of all, Ross, the window that was leaking, is this area still damp? Do you think that there's any moisture that's getting into that area under the window? Because it may not be coming from the window. It could be coming right through the wall, you know.
We had an actual process done. Not only were the windows replaced just as normal upgrade, but we had a process by a basement waterproofing company where they, every 2 feet on the outside of the building, they bored down through the dirt all the way to the foundation, and then they ejected a liquid bentonite. I'm not sure if you've heard of that process, but the liquid bentonite is kind of like a kitty litter almost. But when it gets injected near or into concrete block, it gets into the block, and then it expands like kitty litter would expand. And that process completely dried up the basement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, I would just say to you that the reason most basements leak is because of a problem with exterior drainage. So make sure your gutters are clean, your downspouts are extended, and your soil slopes away from the house. Now, aside from that, removing these stains is not that big of a deal. Usually what you're seeing is efflorescence. That's the mineral salts that are left when the water evaporates that gets in, and then it dries out. So if it's not an active leak, you just have these stains. I think, frankly, all you got to do is wire brush those walls to get rid of that loose stuff. Usually it's a white, grayish powder kind of a thing that's stuck. If it's on block, it's not mold, it's salts. And so once you get that clear, then you can apply a concrete block paint to that surface, and you should be good to go.
The drainage has been completely taken care of. There's gutters, there's downspouts, it slopes away from the house. Everything is check, check, check.
Okay, good.
The stains that are there are definitely a darker, blackish, mildewy old stain that just needs to, that's left over from when there was, you know, a consistent moisture problem there.
Right. Yeah, but it's not going to be mold or mildew because you need a food source for that. And you have a masonry surface there, so you don't have a food source. If it was drywall, I'd be more concerned. But as long as it's dry, then it's not active. I would just, like I say, brush it, wire brush it, just to make sure any loose stuff is off. And then you can paint right over that. You should be good.
Okay, terrific. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Russ. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Up next, we've got tips on how to take the danger out of one of the most dangerous parts of your home, the steps, when The Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, I know that you have had your Christmas decorations up since what, like October? So
what?
How long do they stay up after the holidays?
I mean, you know that my dream is to keep them up to my birthday, which is February 28th, but I don't ever do it, although I really do want to. Rule of thumb is I kind of take down like the extra decor minus the tree, like kind of right after New Year's, just because it starts to get a little cluttered for me at that point. Like I loved it, but now I'm like, it's over. Come on, guys. But I keep the tree up through the Epiphany, which is always January 6th. So it's like we do little Christmas, then we keep it up. And I also kind of really time it with when the local sanitation department is taking away the tree.
That also plays a role, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't want the tree to sit on the front of the house for weeks and weeks. And if you miss it by a day, then like the next time that recycling truck rolls around could be 2 weeks. So I kind of pay attention to that as well.
Well, certainly a great season for decorating your home. But, you know, there's always only so much you can take. I usually leave mine up probably through the first week in January, except 1 year I did leave it up through almost into February. But it was a really bad storm. And, you know, I do things the hard way here. I have lights that go across my roof 2.5 stories tall, and I just don't want to go up on that roof with the ice and the snow. So we left them up an extra long time, and it was fun.
All right, heading out to Tennessee. We've got Gwen on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
My water heater had the element we thought had burned out, and so I had someone come and look at it, was going to replace the element, and he said, well, it's clogged up. And he couldn't get it unclogged, and he said, we're going to have to just pull this heater out and drain it, turn it on its side. And what came out of the water heater was a gelatinous whatever. It was,
let's call it by its technical name, gunk.
Yeah, gunk was a good word. But, I mean, it was a lot of it, and it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get it out until he turned the water heater over on its side and turned it around, and it was liquid, and then it was just like this gel stuff.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I have a water system, a Kinetico water system.
Okay.
And so my thinking is, okay, I'm on a well. I should have said that. If water is coming from my well through my water system that's supposed to be filtering everything before it comes into the house, you know, the Kinetico people don't know what it is. He first thought it was white slime, but they checked all of my fixtures, commodes, and everything and said, no, it's not white slime. But he didn't know what it was, so he just hasn't gotten back to me. And
well,
I wondered if you all had heard of that.
No, but it sounds to me, before you even told me that you had run well water, I kind of knew what it was. I think it's hard water. And I think what you're seeing are mineral deposits that are settling to the bottom of the water heater. What kind of water heater is this? Is it electric or gas?
It's electric.
Okay. So a lot of that stuff just settles down the bottom. And what happens is sometimes in a gas water heater especially, it ends up making it very inefficient because the gas heat doesn't get through all that stuff as efficiently. How old is this water heater?
It was only about 5 years old.
Okay.
And actually what I did was the contractor said I would be cheaper. I would be saving more money if I just got a new water heater.
Uh-huh.
Instead of him taking the time to try and get that stuff out of the one that I had. And so I bought another one. This was last year.
Okay.
And he told me I need to drain it, you know, like every 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You do need to drain it. So you've got to drain at the bottom, and you got a little valve there. So you hook up a garden hose to it. And remember, it's going to be hot. So I would even maybe suggest turning the water heater off. You can turn off the breaker at your main panel, you know, at night, and in the morning you can drain it, or whenever, or turn it off in the morning, and at night you can drain it. And then just open that valve up and let the water flow. And if you do it every 6 months, it's going to wash away all any minerals that are stuck down there. It would be worth having a look also at the water treatment system to make sure the water softener portion of that is working correctly, because I think with all those mineral deposits, probably more hard water is getting through than should. But if you flush it every 6 months like that, I don't think this is going to happen again. I think you were just looking at 5 years of buildup.
But that, with it being hard water, that would make it that jelly type texture?
Yeah, because it's minerals and it's mixing with water and it's going to sort of stick together. So, yeah, it can get gunky like that.
Okay, good. Well, I hope that's all it is. But, you know, you would think that the people who sell me the water system would think of the hard water.
Well, you would hope, but you know, here's something that you can do also. Why don't you just take a water sample and send it off to a testing lab? You can find one online or find one in the area. Don't use the water company to test. Don't use the Connecticut people to test it. Get an independent test, and this way you'll know, you know, if that system is working properly and filtering out all the contaminants.
Good idea. I will do that. Here, I enjoy your show.
You got it, Gwen. Have a great day. Well, building new stairs or railings or updating the ones that you have can be actually a very important home improvement project, especially since we're in the middle of the holiday season when so many visitors are coming and going, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is true. You have to think about it because stairs and railings, they're not only a decorative part of the home, but they really do have an important job in keeping both your occupants and the visitors safe. So for an existing home, stairs do take a lot of wear and tear, and those treads can become loose, the railings can get wobbly, spindles can fall out, so you have to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, and after all of those years of use, a lot of times wood stairwells begin to come loose themselves. The railing can feel wobbly or just seem slightly loose when force is placed on it. And additionally, you may find that you have like one squeaky wooden stair that announces to the world that you are walking on it. I mean, these are not things that you have to live with.
Yeah, so step one here is a safety check. You want to look at the stairs that have at least 3 steps. They should have a handrail mounted securely to the wall. Now, for open staircases, spindles should be installed no wider than 4 inches on the center. You've got to prevent the small kids from squeezing in between them. I have seen kids squeeze into, like, the weirdest, tiniest of places. So, you know, do yourself a favor here. 4 inches should do the trick. Also, look carefully where steps are uneven, particularly in older homes, because you definitely, as the homeowner and the person who uses those steps all the time, have developed this, like, second nature instinct when you're navigating them. But your guests, this could be the first time they're doing it, so make sure they are aware if you're not fixing it at that exact moment, but fix it so that it's not an issue for you and anybody in the house.
Yeah, and speaking of fixing things, here's the most common things that you might need to repair: a weak or a broken railing. You know, when they're first installed, railings are sturdy, even though they may have some give to them, but after a lot of years of use, they can become less sturdy through basic wear and tear and strain on the wood. So carpenter can evaluate why your railings are weak and make the appropriate repair. Squeaking steps, not a structural problem, kind of an annoying thing, but what you want to do is find where it's loose, and you want to install a trim screw, which is kind of like a drywall screw but with a really small head, through the tread and into the risers, which is the part of the stair that holds it up from below. That should secure the loose step and avoid the squeak. And if you've got broken treads, make sure that you reinforce those. You can repair them, you can replace them, but if the tread breaks, that's a bad thing because you could step through it.
Yeah, now when it comes to thinking about what the cost of a stair and railing installation and repair will be, you always have to think about the complexity of the layout. A simple straight staircase is going to be less expensive to update than, say, a spiral stair. But for the safety of you, your family, and your guests, it's really an important part of your home to pay attention to. Now I've got Mark in Kansas on the line who's got a question about a countertop. What's going on?
Well, we have a Formica countertop. It's darker, and my wife is wanting something lighter, and I'm wondering, do I have to replace it, or can't I put something over it?
No, actually, there's a product that you can replace that, or you can actually cover that top with. It's made by a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. I actually just used the product myself in the last few months. And it's called Lux Rock, L-U-X-R-O-C-K.
They also have another version called Mineral Select. And essentially, these are products where you put on a primer, and then once the primer dries, you put on a coat of the Lux Rock, you let that dry, and then you very carefully sand it. And what you see come through are like all of the flakes of different colors of like gold, for example, that you would see in a granite piece. And once you reveal that and you're sort of happy with that appearance, then you put on like an epoxy top coat, and that sort of locks it all in. So in my case, I had a really old kitchen, and I had the option to go over the old top, which I would have been happy to do, but I was reconfiguring cabinets, so I decided I would build a countertop myself from scratch using plywood. And when people said, you're going to put a plywood countertop in, well, I got to tell you, I had friends that saw this Luxrock product after it was complete, and they were kind of like, what do you mean that's not granite? They're like looking at it. They can't see anything that tells them it's not granite. I finally had to turn a piece of the top upside down and prove it wasn't granite. That's how darn good it looks. So check out DaichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com, and you'll find those products there. They're really good at this, and I was very happy that I made that choice.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks so much for spending your time here with us on The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your home missing that vintage charm? Well, we're going to tell you one way that you can add it without a complete remodel after this.
You live in the Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you are working on this very busy time of year, if you've actually got a project in the works, or maybe you're just dreaming of one that you want to start in the new year, we can definitely help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you love the look of vintage charm, you know, think of things like ornate moldings or details in the flooring or something that's definitely typical of a certain building period of time, you know that it definitely adds value to your home. But if you're living in a fairly new home, you probably don't have a lot of those special touches that definitely make you feel like that home has been around a while. So one way to capture that vintage feel without giving up modern convenience, and this is a great trick, you can add a salvaged antique fireplace mantle. The mantle, the whole hearth, you can really find some beautiful stuff at these salvage yards that are just gorgeous. They can be carved wood, they can be stone, and you don't even need to have a fireplace. You can just put them in about any room, and then that decorative fireplace quickly becomes that focal point. And, I mean, truly, if you have a fireplace, this is also a great way to add that historical sort of detail that gives it that charm, and, you know, really not a tremendous amount of work.
Now, when older homes are renovated or torn down, it's becoming more popular to save architectural pieces and actually to sell them to salvage dealers. So you can find some pretty good-looking stuff. We're talking about mantles, clawfoot bathtubs, stained glass windows, and even antique doorknobs. And if you don't have a salvage dealer close to you, you can even buy these things online.
Yeah, you can check for individual pieces that have been redone on sites like Etsy or even Craigslist. And even though that mantle won't actually be a working fireplace, it will definitely add that warmth to your home. And then, of course, you can add things like a beautiful sort of brass antique fireplace screen or something that gives it that charm as well. Even fireplace tools or a vintage basket right near it. Lots of ways once you install this mantle that you can give it more charm. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you stepping up on a ladder to reach those holiday decorations? Well, with over 20,000 ladder injuries each year, we're going to share some tips to help you get safely back down to the ground. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Charles in Colorado reached out to Team Money Pit and is asking, how hard is it to replace faucets on our bathroom and kitchen sinks? We have zero DIY skills. Is this something we could, or I should say should, do ourselves?
Well, I give you credit for taking proper assessment of your skills and where you're at with that. You know, look, first of all, replacing faucets today is not that difficult, but the problem is usually that you can't turn the water off that feeds them, because those valves in the sink that turn the hot and cold water on, a lot of times they're stiff, they don't turn off all the way, so you really can't get much through into the project before you're dealing with a drip in your face or something of that nature. But if you can turn those valves completely off and the faucet's open and you're not getting any more water out, then I think it's probably safe to proceed. The fittings are pretty standard, so it's unlikely you're going to have something that doesn't match, but it is a tough place to work. Believe me, for a 200-pound guy trying to fit into a tiny kitchen cabinet is always a challenge for me. So, you know, it can be a very difficult thing because you have to get certain tools up underneath the sink sometimes. So, you know, it's inconvenient, I'll say, and you got to be a bit of a contortionist. But if you can tolerate all that, I think you could probably do the replacement, but maybe keep the plumber on speed dial just in case.
All right, John from Pennsylvania wrote in, is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof and collapsing the gutters?
Yeah, proper insulation and ventilation, John. So what you're describing here is the early stages of an ice dam, which is not a good thing. And the reason ice dams happen is because when that snow starts to melt from the top of your roof, you're above the heated area of the house, the water starts to run down. And when it hits the section of roof that's at the overhang, it freezes. And when it freezes, it builds up and builds up and builds up. And that can cause leaks into the house and can also cause those gutters to clog up and collapse. So what you need to do is improve your insulation and make sure you're not blocking the ventilation at the soffits so that you keep the heat inside the house and not up into the attic.
All right, John. I hope that helps you out. You got to keep those gutters free-flowing. You got to keep the snow from forming at the edge of the roof. Lots of things you got to do.
Well, if you've been decking those halls with holiday cheer, and if you're getting ready to take them down soon, you're no doubt about to get up or down a ladder, maybe for the first time since last year. Well, with 20,000 injuries every year from ladders, Leslie's got some great tips to help keep you safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you've got to check that ladder out before you even take one step onto it. Worn out or improperly used ladders, that's the other thing. It could be in great condition, but you could just be doing it completely wrong, folks. And that can cause thousands of serious injuries every single year. So to stay safe, you want to make sure that your ladder has slip-resistant rungs on the feet. You want to inspect it for cracked uprights, any split rungs or loose rivets. And when you're using an extension ladder, you need to make sure that the bottom is pulled away from the wall by at least one quarter of the height that you need to work at. And finally, never stand on the top rung of any type of ladder. And especially when it says like, hey, this is not a step, they mean it on those ladders. Do not stand up there. I can't believe how many people I see are like, oh yeah, this is the perfect platform for me. It's not. Just be careful, guys, all right? Stay safe this holiday season.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the Money Pit, you are probably inside more often than not this time of year. So here's a question. How healthy is the air you're breathing? Well, maybe not as healthy as you think. We're going to teach you how to cut down on dust, allergens, dirt, and even germs with a whole house air cleaner on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.